Joining me is Lena Lenman from the 100 Watt Club, who is bringing an evening of burlesque, vaudeville and comedy to the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, very soon. Lena, welcome. It's lovely to see you.
Hi, Lena. It's lovely to be here. Thanks for having us.
Loving your background. Loving all that's going on behind you. We've got a stuffed fox. There's some feathers I can see in the background.
Yeah, costume in the making back there. It's a bit of a Victorian parlour, the living room in our house.
It's wonderful. It looks like a boudoir. It's fabulous. Yeah. What I actually wanted was one of those screens that you could go behind and get changed and come out in some amazing outfit.
Do a quick change
for you. Yeah, I'd love that. So, first of all, I want to talk about the 100 Watt Club. Tell me all about the club, what it is, and how you became involved with it.
So 100 Watt Club is a travelling burlesque and vaudeville show, which I've been running for about, I think, 13 years this year. I started off as a burlesque performer myself, which I still do, but a local venue got in touch and said, would you like to curate a show with us? And I'd never done it before, but I said, hey, why not? Because you've got to take little opportunities, haven't you? Make the best of life. So I give it a go, and it sold out real fast, and we started doing maybe 4 a year at that little venue in Aldershot, and then we started branching out to different venues, and now we've got about 20 different venues that we travel to, 21 including the Trinity in Tunbridge Wells. But it's been a really great ride, and it's lovely because as a performer myself, I get booked for other people's shows around the country, and I get to see so many different performers and think, oh, I want them on my stages. So I sort of kind of collect them around the country, and the cast for every show is different as well.
Sounds fabulous. So this is your first time in Tunbridge Wells?
I'm so excited.
I don't know if we're ready for this, because the show is described as a no-holes-barred, full-throttle journey into the wonderful world of showgirls, spectacles and songbirds. Yeah, Tunbridge Wells. Royal Tunbridge Wells.
Royal Tunbridge, thank you.
It sounds great fun. So I don't know anything about burlesque, apart from what I've probably seen on TV. I've never been to a burlesque show. So in my mind, I imagine Gypsy Rose Lee, Moulin Rouge and Cabaret. Am I on the right track?
I mean, that's a very nice collection there. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. So definitely, I'd say we're inspired by that. Gypsy Rose Lee, one of the most iconic burlesque performers of the last 100 years. And I don't know if you know much about Gypsy, but her special trick was that she never fully revealed all of her body. She used a lot of humour and storytelling within her acts, and maybe revealed she'd take off a few items of clothing, but she'd always leave them wanting more. And I mean, now many years later, we're a bit more in your face. Most of us.
Not literally.
No touching, God. It's okay. No, but there is still that beautiful kind of parody and humour within burlesque.
There is great beauty in burlesque. It's a performance, isn't it?
Yes, and it's really multifaceted. And I think if you haven't seen a burlesque show, you're going to have this kind of image. There was the film with Cher and Christina Aguilera, which we do get a lot of people come to the shows, and afterwards they will go out and chat and they'll say, oh, we thought it was going to be like the film, but it was really different. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness for that. Because while it is a really fun film, it's not really the spirit of burlesque. There's a lot more personality and humour involved. It's wonderful. There's just so many different avenues that it can go down. It can involve politics, and it can make political statements, or it could just be someone on stage looking beautiful and expressing that and wanting to show that off. It's huge. It's a brilliant world.
So the format of the show, is there a compare that sees you through the show, and are there different acts that come on at various times, or I mean, does it flow through, or is it like a music hall where you'll get different performances? How, what's the structure of the show?
So I like to think of it as very inspired by a music hall. I'm a big fan of Victorian era music hall, and we do have a compare. For this show, it's going to be an amazing woman called Eva von Schnippisch, describes herself as a Weimar vixen, very inspired by Cabaret, the film, which she mentioned earlier. So she'll come on, she'll sing for the audience, she'll introduce each act and just get everyone in the mood. And then in between, there'll be lots of different acts that come on, not just burlesque. We've got circus acts and comedy and acrobats. Yeah. it's very exciting.
When you mention comedy, is it adult comedy?
The whole show is an adult show. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not X-rated, but it is an over-18 show because of the adult content, adult humour, political themes, strong language, and partial nudity. There are nipple tassels involved.
Oh. So I'd be disappointed if there was.
Am I allowed to say nipple on the radio?
Oh, you can say nipple. Absolutely.
But you may see some tassels swirling on the stage.
It's going to be great.
You're going to come, Lynn. I hope so. I do.
The biggest worry for me would be, is there audience participation or can I hide quietly in a corner?
Well, here's the thing. We've never been to Trinity before, so audience participation, we've decided as a cast, will be at a minimum because we don't know, logistics-wise, if we can get to the audience or if they can get to us. So for this show, you're pretty safe.
I went to a Chippendale show once with a load of ladies, and I was petrified. I spent the whole time hiding behind the seats, hoping I wasn't going to get spied and brought out and be embarrassed on the stage.
Want to get covered in baby oil.
Oh gosh, it's awful.
I love it. But as well, with Burlesque shows, we like to advocate consent as well. So it goes both ways. You don't touch us unless we want you to. We won't touch you unless you want us to. So you'll be safe whatever happens.
Oh, okay. That's good. Okay. And you're encouraging people to dress up. Is that right?
I love it. I love, there's no kind of dress code. So you can come real dressed up to the nines if you want to. It just gives, when everyone's dressed up in kind of vintage style clothing, or maybe you want to go a bit wilder and wear some lingerie and boas and things, it just makes the whole thing more interactive experience. And it really harks back to kind of glory days of music hall and speakeasies and just making a special kind of running away with a circus feel, I guess.
Brilliant. That's so interesting as a performer. When you look into the audience, it might look a bit like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
There are worse places to be.
So you performed this, how many years did you say you've been doing this?
13 years this year.
So over those years, have you learnt much? I mean, from where you started to where you are now, you must have found yourself in many different situations that you've had to deal with. I mean, you know, maybe audience members get over enthusiastic and try to join you on the stage, or maybe they heckle you and they shout things at you. Has that happened?
That's very rare. I think our shows are more of a kind of theatre experience, and while we do encourage audiences to show their appreciation and clap and cheer, we're really lucky in that we rarely get people who cause trouble or say anything inappropriate. And if they do, we've got our own ways of coping with it and
yeah, sure,
put it back.
Yeah, you'd be foolish to try, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So the costumes, is that, you say there's partial nudity, so there's no full nudity, it's all done.
Not in this show.
Okay, right. So there's tassels, and there's feathers, and there's glamour. Yes. Are there men in the show?
I employ people of all genders, so, and as I say, every lineup is different, so sometimes there'll be many different genres, sometimes just genders. Sometimes just one. It's all really about curating the best acts for each show. But this Friday we have a gender non-binary person called Jamie Double, who performs beautiful.
I was going to ask robotic. You about this because, yes, you know, in this gender neutral world that we're in, which is fabulous, you know, there are trans performers, there's also, you could bring so much into this now, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Everyone's welcome. All I look for is someone who can entertain an audience, and that's my main concern.
Yeah. Well, it sounds fabulous. I'm looking forward to it. I need to brace myself. I think I need to sedate my poor husband, who probably have a heart attack. So the message is, leave your inhibitions at the door, come for a fabulous evening, enjoy and enter into the spirit of it, is a message I'm getting.
It's tongue-in-cheek, and it's fun, and it's just a way to literally forget your troubles, come to the cabaret. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so it's happening on Friday, this Friday. tickets from the Trinity Theatre in Tunbridge Wells from the box office. Do you have a website or somewhere people can visit to have a little look and see what they might be expecting?
Yes, you can visit 100whatclub.com or our Instagram is at 100whatclub. We're more active on there. There's lots of beautiful things to look at.
Lovely. I will have a look when I leave this interview. I'll be on there having a little look myself. Lena Lemon, absolutely fantastic. I'm so looking forward to the performance. So we shall see you in Tunbridge Wells on the 14th. I hope you have a fabulous evening. I'm sure the folks of Tunbridge Wells will give you a very warm welcome. I think you can be assured of that.
Thank you. I really hope so.
Thanks for chatting today, Lena. Thank you.
Yes, lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alone in your room, or come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
Fabulous, Lee Zimanelli, Cabaret, and that was Lena Lenman and the 100 Watt Club and the No Holds Barred burlesque show that's coming to Tunbridge Wells on Friday, this Friday, the 14th of July. If you're fancying a fun night out, that sounds like a lot of fun. Get in touch with Trinity Theatre and get your tickets organised. I think they still have some left, so get yourselves along there, glam up and hide behind the seats. Because that's what I'll be doing. Have a fabulous time. And if you want to have a sneak look, as Lena said, then try her WhatsApp page. It's at 100 Watt Club. And have a look there. I think she's on the website as well.